Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Recently, I was watching a TV news interview with country music star Granger Smith. The focus of the interview was the singer's announcement that he was quitting country music in order to pursue a career in ministry. Now, during the interview, Granger Smith said that he had always considered himself a Christian. However, he had come to the realization that he was only a cultural Christian rather than a dedicated and engaged Christian. His statement about being a cultural Christian got me to thinking. So I did a Google search on the term cultural Christian and found the following definition. Quote, "A cultural Christian is a person who identifies as a Christian, but they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus." Brethren, how many people in our country today who identify as Christians are only a Christian in culture only? Many people may attend church regularly, but are they committed Christians? I heard a humorous saying one time that said this, quote, "A cat can have kittens in the oven, but that doesn't make them biscuits." The same, brethren, is true for human beings. Friends, attending church does not necessarily make you a Christian, although church attendance can certainly help. And certainly, just going to church does not make a person a Christian who has a close, ongoing, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because building a personal relationship with Jesus Christ takes time, it takes effort, it takes commitment. In order to have a strong personal relationship with anyone, you have to spend time with that person. You have to spend more time than just a weekly visit. You also have to make an effort to learn more about that person. You have to come to know that person personally. Brethren, if we want to be more than just cultural Christians, we must come to know Jesus Christ on a personal, one-on-one basis. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus told the church at Laodicea, quote, "Here I am," he said, "I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person." Brethren, no matter what's going on in our life, Jesus is always knocking at the door of our heart and our mind. But he will not force the door open. We have to open the door. Friends, I encourage you to grab hold of that door handle, the door handle of your mind and your heart. Open the door and let him in. Strengthen, brethren, that personal relationship. Amen.